Hi, everybody. Terry Brown here at Bass Fan Radio, and I have the pleasure today of being able to talk to Irwin Jacobs. And Irwin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry. Nice to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, it was about a year and a half or 2 years ago in a program we did, and you said, I asked you exactly what bothers you the most about our sport right now. And I can remember like it was yesterday, you said something to the effect that there's just not enough places yet to get everybody that should be involved involved. And here recently, you're getting some more people involved, aren't you?
Well, we have, but I think that's pretty consistent. You go back a year and a half ago, you look and see what we've added. We've probably added, I'd say 10, 15,000 fishing slots since that time, even not including what recently happened with the FLW series. But again, what I was referring to in there was that the demand for us exceeded, what our capacity was. And there never was any question on the Bass side, the BASS side. We didn't even look at that as we did here recently. So it's a situation. I think it's evolving. But, the one thing I think is really important is we've got to give reasons for people to want to go fishing rather than not to go fishing.
Well, that's absolutely right. Now, I want to reflect on another statement that was made, and I can remember it like it was yesterday as well. As you said, Bass and FLW really aren't competitors, and that's because the models are different. And has the models changed now?
They're even more diverse today than they ever were. And again, when I use the term competitor, what it is, that to me is people who compete directly with you. They're definitely, it's the same person, meaning by the fact that they're professional anglers. And there's a choice out there for them with which to choose. I mean, they have to choose. I guess what I'm saying to you is that we've now defined who we are continually, and they've, I think, continued to evolve as to who they are. The real difference is that our model is not to make money in the tournament business. I hope to someday. I mean, it's not like I want to keep funding it and not make money in it. But the bottom line is we are doing it for the benefit of growing the sport, and my ulterior motive is to sell boats. I think everybody knows that. The more people fish, the more possibilities we have to sell boats. And I don't think it hurts other people in the boat business either to get more people involved in what it is. In their case, and what they do is their model is clearly based on ESPN. If they've got to make money, or that's their whole business is based on what they're doing out there to promote, the software with their hardware in what it is. But we have really diverse interests in how we're going at it and what we're doing. So I don't consider them competitors. I know that sounds strange to some people, but we're on two different roadmaps here as to how we're trying to get to where we want to go versus what they're doing.
When you look at the two different leagues,
uh-huh.
You've got, the BFLs, and then you've got Redfish Advance, and you've
right.
got Everstarts and all that kind of stuff. And Bass, has something similar to that with the Federation, but doesn't seem like they've embraced it here recently.
Well, when you say the Federation, it was an interesting thing to me. I don't know how many people are aware of this. But I was told when ESPN bought Bass, they thought they owned the Federation. And they had called up, and I got this very, directly from some people at the Federation that said, they told us something, told us they want us to do it. We said, no, you don't tell us what to do. And they said, yes, we do. We own you. They said, you don't own us. They thought they bought the Federation when they bought BASS. The Federation is a 501. It's a, nonprofit organization. And it was a rude awakening. Remember all the craziness that went on when this happened? There was a lot of hostility between the Federation and ESPN. And so when you use the Federation is really, to me, is a magical group. They're the people that really make it happen out there. They're the ones where the grassroots are. These are the people that, that make their children's program work. They don't do it. It's the Federation that does it. And, this to me is a crown jewel of Bass, is the Federation. The fact that they even have this availability to them, these people do tons of work for free for them, just to promote the sport. But again, we have two different views on how you deal with people and how you manage your business out there, because I can tell you, to me, the Federation is the crown jewel of Bass. And they claim, they always refer to their Federation, and it's really not their Federation. It's an independent group.
Well, there's no question about that. Now, I'm gonna reflect back a little bit on
uh-huh.
the Elite Series.
Uh-huh.
You've got the FLW series, and they have the Elite Series, and when this kind of came up real quick, it looked like, but with having scheduled dates and some of those kind of things, You knew you had to be thinking about this for a while.
No, we did not for a while. This happened very quickly. Matter of fact, you know, if I was dealing with other people's money, I could have never got it done in the time frame that I did. When all this happened, and this is absolutely the story, okay, when Bass came out with this program on their elite and what the rules and regulations were, I think it was an open book as to how their constituency or their potential constituency felt. The anglers were up in arms over it. And, you know, these guys have continually evolved almost every other day with something new, and they wouldn't put up with it. And we had received some calls from some of the people from the PAA that said, look, can we come see you? And I said, absolutely. I have a very open-door policy. Anytime you want to come. So it's no secret that Jay and Mark Davis did come to see us and basically said to us that they felt that they were going to lose a lot of anglers who, for several reasons, couldn't either afford it, didn't like any longer what Bass was doing, but that the sport was going to go backwards, and that fishing is something that they knew I didn't want to see happen for all the reasons why I'm doing it. So they said to us, is there an alternative? Well, I knew they were coming, and I asked our people to come up with something within 48 hours of the time that they got here. And I took them through a very, you know, from 30,000 feet, so to speak, I took them through this idea, and I said, look, would this be helpful? And I took them through what we were planning. They said, we couldn't ask you for any more. I said, give me a day or two to smoothen this thing out, make sure we know what we're doing, and we'll come out with the option and make sure there's something available if this is what they want. I mean, I wasn't looking for another tournament trail. Now, we do have, you know, people that are waiting lists in our own tournaments, so this kind of helped us from that standpoint, too. But the bottom line was that we welcomed them to our world, so to speak, as an option. We didn't tell them, don't fish bass. The dates that this thing came out over, we had no choice. I mean, if you just look and see, people think like Bass came and said, how could they do this to us? We never did this to them. You just look and see, because we weren't going to preclude our anglers from fishing. So we had to do it that worked with our FLW anglers also. We weren't going to preclude them from this option of fishing the series. So we really had to put this together. We did it in a matter of days, not weeks. And the fact was, it was $4.5 million more of commitment. Surely I did not get $4.5 million. I didn't have time to even talk to any sponsors. But the bottom line was that I said, go for it. Let's do it. Let's get it out there and find out if this is what they want. And with a resounding yes, this is what they wanted, obviously. I think we have 10 slots open right now, which is for all the, you know, the Ranger and the Stratus and the Champion people, preferential. We're all filled up.
Well, you got to like that. I mean, it filled up quickly. It was
one day.
And you got to think, hey, guys, you know, maybe we're doing something right here. I mean, you guys think about this thing in 2 or 3 days, as you mentioned. That's phenomenal. You can put that together with dates and everything else.
Well, you know, I will tell you, don't give me credit for that, because this is where Charlie Evans and his organization comes in. I will tell you, they are so good. There's no words for it. They make me look so good at what I do. I can't say enough about what they do. Kathy Fennell and Bill Taylor down there, Mark Dorn, Dan Grimes. I mean, they're magical. They're absolutely magical. I mean, you know, we're going to run 244 tournaments here next year. I mean, think of it, 244 tournaments.
That's a bunch of them.
92,000 fishing slots, $35 million in cash. And we got it for just about every facet and species that's out there today. So, and they're running a very good tournament. I mean, I'm getting tons of very complimentary things about our people. I mean, we've got new suggestions all the time. I mean, I got a suggestion from one of our redfish people, because I sent a letter out and said, tell me what we did right. I mean, tell me what we did wrong. If there's anything we need to do, tell me. And I got one email from one of them that said, we love it. It was great. But would you ever think of giving us a meal on the captain's night? Well, I always thought we did. So I called up Charlie Evans and I said, Charlie, are we feeding these people? He said, well, we weren't exactly. I said, yes, we are right now. You start feeding them. So, I mean, I didn't even know about it, is my point.
Well, Irwin, you know, it just keeps to evolving and everything else, and I sincerely appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
It's my pleasure. Anytime, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.